Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
This episode of Sex with Emily is brought to you by Screaming O. Make sex even more fun with the Screaming O collection of award-winning mini vibes, vibrating rings, and sexy accessories. These colorful sex toys come recommended by Women's Health, Maxim Magazine, and sexperts around the world. Try a vibe on your finger, your tongue, or even around his thing and see what all the buzz is about. Men, women, and couples love Screaming O. Millions of satisfied customers will tell you, no matter where you are, what you like, or who you're with, there's a Screaming O for that. Go to ScreamingO.com to check out all their fun products today. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to SexWithEmily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for the mailing list, and just check out my goddamn website. Because let me tell you something. If you sign up, you're going to be winning a lot of free prizes, a lot of sex toys, and getting all the sex information you need to have better sex. And really, who doesn't need to have better sex? Just tell me. Do you know anyone who doesn't want to have better sex or more interesting sex or more unique sex? I don't think I know anyone like that. So if you continue to listen to our podcast, which we've been doing for 8 years, your sex life will improve. What up, Menace? How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing dandy.
Mm-hmm.
Except all right, explain exactly what happened, because we've already recorded the show today for an entire hour, and then what happened?
Okay, I'm very sad. Like, I'm actually in tears right now, but I'm going to hide it from all of my listeners. Is that, okay, so Menace and I are not in the same city right now. I'm in Los Angeles, he's in San Francisco, but it's very easy for us to do the show, sort of. I have this digital recorder, and I, by mistake, put the mic in the little slot that said headphones, not the one that said microphone. So I recorded for 1 hour a fucking kick-ass show that you would have all loved, and it didn't work.
And now we have to give you a short show because, you know, everyone knows that I'm in the gym, and I have to go meet with a
Menace
trainer.
Menace in the gym. Menace in the gym. Jesus Christ.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's not my fault you plugged it in for an hour in the wrong place.
I know. I'm sorry, people. Next week we'll have a much longer show, but I just thought we should get down to the bare minimum of what people, of reading emails from people and the topic of the show. So
I would totally wait for the people. I swear to God, but I can't miss this. I'm under contract and stuff like that.
I know. You're so sweet, Menace. I appreciate it. Thanks for putting up with Mike. This will never happen again. But it's hard, technically speaking. I've been relying on Menace all these years to do the technical part of my life, and sometimes I just got to kick ass on my own. So today's show, We are going to talk about, I'm just going to skip the emails for now, but we love hearing from you at feedback@sexwithemily.com. We are going to talk about why you are bad in bed and how you can be better in bed. So do any of these sound familiar to you? We're going to run down some points here, and I want to know from you, you know, I want to hear back from you. Did you learn anything from this? Were you doing some of these things that you could have improved upon? So why you're bad in bed? And I don't want to say you're bad. I'm saying there's room for you can improve. Being bad in bed isn't just based on whether the sex doesn't last long or whether you can't climax. Good sex has to do with the overall experience from beginning to end. So, guys, here's why you might be bad in bed. For the guys, foreplay just isn't a priority. Foreplay is the most important thing for a woman. Build up attention before going inside her. Wait a bit longer to take off her clothes. Rub her clitoris before taking off her underwear. This is a great trick because women, if you go straight for her clitoris, it doesn't feel good. I mean, for some women it might, but for many women, we're not warmed up yet. We're not ready to go. And there you are, all over our clitoris, and we can't even feel anything. So don't go to our clitoris first, okay? Move slow, and if it's not a priority for you, foreplay, now you got to make it a priority. Go down on her for a long time with the goal of making her orgasm. You can lick her clitoris, find out what tongue moves work. And even if you're not a god in bed, you can make the sexual experience about her pleasure. You can be better in bed. So here's some more. Let's focus on more of the oral sex tips, Menace, because I know you want to write these down.
Love them.
Oral sex tips. Number one, start slow. Kiss your way down her body before making contact with the vagina. This will build up anticipation and turn her on before you get into the real action. Number two, don't go straight for the clitoris. When you begin to kiss and lick her vulva, work your way in slowly from the outside. Start by licking the outer edges of the outer lips, then very slowly spread them. Lick and kiss the inner lips and around the vagina. Remember to start licking gently. So do you see there's a pattern here of being gentle and slow? Now, sometimes women, of course, might like you to speed it up, but it's good to start slow. You got that, Menace?
Yes.
Can you hear me okay? Are you happy?
I can hear you kind of okay.
Okay. So, the clitoris. When you do begin to do it, click the clitoris again, do it softly, and focus on the clitoral hood, which is just above the clitoris, since most women prefer indirect clitoral contact before they're fully aroused. Make your licks wide from time to time to cover the whole genital area, and make them small at other times, centering on the clitoris itself. So you gotta mix it up, go back and forth. You know what I mean? Like, try it all over the clitoris, then you try it later on the clitoris. So that's what you gotta do. You got to try all different things. Now, here's a move that you can do at the... Okay, so I talked to this guy on the street, man on the street interviews. He was saying that he learned how to perform oral sex by a DVD that he got at the Sinclair Institute. Sinclair Institute is awesome. Check it out on my website, Sinclair Institute, and you get a discount, and you can get educational DVDs that are sexy, smart, and hot, plus... you can learn things like how to perform better oral sex. Because here it is. As she becomes more aroused, you can gently suck her clitoris into your mouth and flick your tongue over it. This combines suction with a much, much faster rhythm. And women like that. So suck it in your mouth. Try it. See if she likes it. Remember, listen for her reaction. Listen carefully to what she says and the sounds that she makes. If she sounds excited, keep doing what you're doing for as long as you can. When she seems to respond less, might be time for a new stroke. Okay, the next thing, Matt, is this is a kind of an infamous move, is the hum. It's like a vibrator. Close your mouth and hum against her clitoris every once in a while. See how she reacts. Would you ever try the hum?
I have never tried the hum. I didn't think it was real. I thought that was urban legend.
No, the hum is like a little bitty vibrator. You could totally do it. A hum is good. Okay, consider using your fingers. Penetrating her with one finger and making a come here motion is a great way to locate her G-spot. In fact, a lot of women won't reach the G-spot through your penis. It'll be through your hands. So use your hands. Then make eye contact with your lover when you can. Eye contact is a beautiful thing. This is a huge turn on for both men and women. And then, okay, when she's about to have an orgasm, know when to continue. Make sure you do everything she wants you to. No matter if you have a kink in your neck or your arms falling asleep, keep doing exactly what you're doing until she's had her orgasm. Minus no falling asleep, okay? Nothing like that.
I'm not. No, I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm taking it in.
No, I'm saying don't fall asleep when you're having sex. You got to keep going. Okay. The clitoris is extremely sensitive after climax, so know when to stop. You don't want to keep licking it intensely. Okay, the next reason why you might be bad in bed is you only have jackrabbit sex. If you're constantly wanting to have fast-paced, rigorous sex, then you might not be living up to your full potential in the bedroom. It might be time to try slow sex with her on top. For women, the best sex and positions are often the ones that stimulate the clitoris, such as women on top. So try out these positions regularly to experience new possibilities with sex. So women on top, Menace, you say some women just don't want to get on top, right?
They don't. And they're just, I think it's just a self-conscious thing. And women, you got to understand, guys don't care. If they have you in the bedroom, they're not worried about anything. Exactly. That has to do with your body. So don't be self-conscious.
They don't care that your left boob's bigger than your right boob or whatever it is.
Yeah.
They don't think that you're fat. I mean, really, it's a beautiful thing to have a woman riding around on top of you. And so a lot of women are afraid of it, and they should not be. So, and then for guys, if you're only having jackrabbit sex, that's a jackass move. I'm just going to say it.
Unless you got crabs. Dungeness.
What?
Or unless you got crabs. Dude, check this out. Sorry to interrupt, but before I forget, it was a news story today that crabs, the ones that are around the vagina and males' penises and stuff and balls, are endangered now due to bikini waxing.
Oh, no way. They're gone? Like they're going to die?
They're endangered.
That's good.
Yeah, because people.
Or is that bad?
You know,
do they serve some other purpose in the biosphere? I don't think so. Wow, that's interesting. So the bikini wax gets rid of them.
Yeah, the bikini wax has been killing them off.
Well, that's good. That's an uncomfortable thing to happen. I never got crabs. Maybe it's the bikini waxing.
I gotta keep it waxed, people.
That's fascinating. Yeah. That would be a good sex in the news story.
Yes.
Okay. So, next reason why you might be bad in bed is that is when you don't recognize the clitoris. I don't care how large your penis is, how long you last, the most important thing is paying attention to the clitoris. If you don't accomplish this by having sex in certain positions, then rub her clitoris during, or she can rub her own clitoris. Even better, get a vibrator and bring it into the bedroom. Men who do not fear vibrators are sexy creatures because they are dedicated to pleasing women and aren't intimidated by tools. So go to my website, click on Good Vibrations, and you can see my store, and I pick out all my favorite toys. And there's some great beginning vibrators, like or couple vibrators, like the Wii Vibe. You can use it together. It's like you're both using it. You're both feeling it. Lots of men like the feeling of the vibrations. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the Wii Vibe. You can also use a Screaming O vibrating ring. Screaming O cock rings. Turn your partner into a human vibrator. I've got a whole bunch of him here for you, Menace. So now you're welcome. Now listen. Just because, but Screamingo makes the coolest products. So go to screamingo.com and click on the from my website because I've got a store of my favorite Screamingo products. Okay, here's for the women. There are some oral sex tips on men because I'm not just saying that men have challenges in the bedroom. Some women do too. So use your tongue Use your tongue around the tip. Every time you come up, swirl your tongue around the tip a couple times. Menace, approve?
Approve.
Don't use your teeth. Avoid contact with the penis with your teeth by wrapping your lips around your top of your mouth. Okay, eye contact will turn him on. Do you want her looking at you when she's sucking on your penis?
I mean, some guys are into that. I don't really care as long as you're sucking on the penis.
Right, you're fine. Okay. I just got to check with Menace. Not that he's... I don't know. I love you. Lend a helping hand. Using your hands can be helpful. It gives you momentum and allows you to focus on the tip. I think a lot of guys like the mouth-hand combo. Yeah?
Hmm. Yeah.
But sometimes no.
Sometimes no.
Okay. Again, listen for his verbal cues. Ask him for what he wants. And here's another issue. A lot of women don't perform oral sex. They do it on the guy's birthday. They do it on their partner's, you know, anniversary. Or they just don't like it. They don't like the, it makes them gag. They don't like the taste of semen. A lot of women are like allergic to it. They don't like it. But I want to say that there is now Mask Sexual Flavors. Go to Your Mask, MASQUE. And they're strips that if you don't like the taste of flavor, like those Listerine strips that you put on your tongue, and they come in four different flavors, literally, like, take the chocolate one, and the next time you perform oral sex, it'll taste like a milkshake. You'll be sucking that thing like crazy, and you'll do an awesome job because it tastes like chocolate. They're really cool, and they're, like, kind of minty-ish, too. They're awesome. Well, you've tried them, Menace. I mean, not when you're performing oral sex, but you've tried them.
Yeah, no, they're, like... They're just like those Listerine strips. Exactly the same.
Exactly the same, but more delicious because they come in strawberry and mango and all that stuff. Okay, so finally, tips for both men and women to be better in bed. The most important thing, number one, hands down, nothing else is more important. Not the size of your penis, not the size of your breasts, not any of the moves that I just talked about, and that is confidence. This could mean trying something more adventurous in bed, taking charge in the bedroom, being more aggressive, being more proactive about pleasuring your partner, and communicating what you like and don't like. Remember to ask your partner for what they want. 2013 is all about asking for what you want in the bedroom. I'm sorry, but if you know, the world could end. The world almost ended. Didn't it almost end twice this year? Whatever. It almost ended. And if you were not having, if you are listening to this and you're like, you know what? I have not had the best sex in my life yet. I could have better sex. Try some of these moves. Pick up my book. I have a book called Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. It's a beautiful illustrated book. Open it up and just pick one of those things. Like, buy my iPhone app, Sex Drive. Like, just do one thing different a week, a month to spice up your relationship. Right? Menace, they got to do that.
Yeah.
And they got to do their Kegel. They got to do their Kegel exercises. I've got an iPhone Kegel Camp. This is just where I tell you about all my great products. You will love it. It's five minutes a day for men and women, and you'll have better sex. Women will have stronger orgasms. Men will last longer in bed. The whole shebang.
Yeah, so the Sex Drive app is it's well designed. It's really well done.
And it's for couples.
And I'm I'm very hard on apps.
I know.
And
I know.
This one's done very well.
Thank you. So check out Emily's Sex Drive. That would be awesome. And anything else, Menace, that you'd like to add to this? I'm sorry the show's a little shorter, but I think it's just as good because you got all this important information about what you were and were not doing to the clitoris, and women learn stuff about oral sex. So I think it's awesome. And we'll have more new shows coming to you every week.
Yeah, the new shows will be longer, guaranteed. We apologize, just technical difficulties. And if you want more content, more stuff to listen to, or more stuff to check out, go to sextoemily.com. It's updated every single day, so there's always something new. It's your sex newspaper, is what
it
I like
is.
To say.
Every single day, we've got new stuff on the website. And Also,
I'm here in the Stitcher studio in San Francisco, California, and Stitcher is a totally free app that you can listen to this show on your smartphone, your tablet, or your desktop, and all you do is download Stitcher, search Sex, or you can search Sex with Emily, whatever you want to do, and it automatically starts streaming the audio from your device, and you don't have to download any files or anything like that. It's pretty
badass. I know, it's so easy. I listen to Stitcher all the time. And do you know, like, I mean, I'm not just, we're equal opportunity here. If you like other podcasts, any podcast that you want, you can listen to on Stitcher. And you don't have to download it. You just stream it.
Yeah, you can make your own radio station. Everything's on demand.
It's so cool. I love Stitcher. So do that. Listen to our show. Let us know what topics you want to hear about in the new year. We want to hear from you. I'm very active on my Facebook page, Sex with Emily, Twitter, Sex with Emily, Instagram, Sex with Emily. That's how you find me, Sex with Emily. Menace is Menace. He is a very prolific Instagrammer and tweeter.
Yes.
And you can find him there. I want you to tweet from the gym, Menace, because I don't quite believe that you're going to work out.
Do you want photos?
Yeah, I want one photo.
I mean, I posted a photo of the gym that I'm working out at, but I'm not ready to post photos of myself.
I want to see you all sweaty and stuff.
Yeah, it's in their headquarters. So it's not an actual gym. It's an office for this training. TRX training.
So good. And this is another big thing. If they are not healthy, when you start working out, you start wanting more sex. It's just like that. If you feel good and you feel healthy, Menace, you're going to be a fucking sex machine in like a month. And you better report back to me. So
I will.
That's what we got for you today. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. This episode is brought to you by one of our amazing sponsors, Mask Sexual Flavor Strips. They enhance your sexual experiences with a taste of strawberry, mango, watermelon, or chocolate. It's kind of like a Listerine strip, but for sex. So if you like sex and you want to make it even more enjoyable and you like hearing Sex with Emily for free, check out Mask at sexualflavors.com. Enjoy the show. I promise your sex life will improve.